1. Harada Yosuke's soliloquy. My friends in my class are extremely important to me. Well, what I mean is, it's the class that's important to me. I'm well aware how bizarrely backward that statement sounds, but in order to protect my beloved friends, I will protect the class. If I can protect the class, I can protect my friends. There are dozens of students in this class. There are as many perspectives present as there are people, and they clash over the smallest of things. But that's why I have to protect them. Before I even realized it, protecting the class had become my purpose, my challenge. But in truth, that wasn't who I really was. I hadn't always been the kind of person a class rallied around. If anything, I was a shadow. If I had to describe it in terms of what Class C was like now, I'd say I was a lot like Ayano Koji-kun. That's why I sometimes compare him to my old self. But I've changed. After it happened, I suppose there was no way for me to not change. When I was little, I had a really close friend. A friend who was in the same class as me, all the way from kindergarten to junior high. Unbeknownst to me, that friend was being bullied. He then attempted to take his own life, and it was only by chance that he lived. He could easily have died. That day. From that day, my destiny began to change. I did what I could do to stop bullying, and I failed. Though we kept the class together, we did so in the wrong way. The infighting stopped, but so did the smiles. And now, history was about to repeat itself in front of me. I couldn't make the same mistake again. That was the one thing I was sure of. The only way I could protect the class. That, I saw the surprised faces of my classmates in front of me. Horikita, just shut up for a second. My words were rude, coarse, and stupid. My voice was filled with neither anger nor sadness. My classmates, Horikita-san included, looked at me strangely. It didn't matter, though. Now that things had gotten to this point, it didn't matter anymore. At the end of the worst special exam, I... 2. The calm before the storm. We'd finally made it to March. It was Monday, just a few days after the end-of-term exam, and everyone was anxious to hear the results. After all, in the unlikely event that one of us got a failing grade, that person would be expelled.
Sensei, are you going to announce the results now?
Ike asked enthusiastically, planted in his chair and restraining himself as best he could, even as he leaned so far forward it seemed like he might fall over. Don't lose your head. You'll know in just a minute. Chabashira's movements were steady, suggesting she did this regularly. She spread out a large piece of paper that she had brought with her. The school usually made announcements digitally, via our phones or the bulletin boards, but it seemed they preferred to announce results in this manner when it came to written exams, where expulsion was possible.
Do you feel confident you did well, Ike? Well, I think so. I studied as hard as I possibly could and all.
You studied as hard as you possibly could, huh? And yet you're still feeling uneasy? Chabashira must have found Ike's response to be amusing rather than exasperating, because she had a slight smile on her lips. Ike's grades were generally poor, so it was only to be expected that he'd feel uneasy, no matter how hard he'd studied.
Sudo, you're usually competing for the lowest score each time, too. How are you feeling? She asked.
Once upon a time, Sudo would probably have been the most anxious person present. It wasn't an exaggeration to say that he'd